Bryce Mills here, and I want to know, would you be keen to go to a dinner with complete strangers? Because there's a new startup in Sydney. It's called The Social Table. It's run by a guy called Ben. And basically, that's the premise. It's pretty simple. You pay a bit to have this dinner. You don't know who's going to be there. You don't know who you're going to meet, what's going to happen. And it sort of just, yeah, make some new friends, hopefully. That's the idea, isn't it, Ben?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, right. So tell us about, I mean, there's so many ways at the moment where you can, like, meet new people and whatever. What was it that made you go, actually, wait, I've got this idea and I reckon this needs to be a thing?
Sure. So I moved back from living in the US. I was living there for the last two and a half years. Yeah. And I moved back to Sydney. And I realized that all my friends while I was overseas got married and had kids. So I had really my group of friends who I used to go out and party with on a Friday night. And now we do Saturday morning brunches instead. And I'm usually too hungover for that. So I had to think of a way to actually go, okay, well, how do I meet people now? How do I meet people that I want to go out to dinner with? And I'd looked at, you know, the options of Tinder and Bumble, but I wasn't there to date. I was actually there to actually just meet friends.
Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? When you like, you do see people on Tinder and Bumble that say, I'm only here for friends, but yeah. I think secretly everyone always thinks, oh, well, I'll convince them that this is a great date kind of thing, right?
Exactly. So then I was like, okay, well, if I want to do this, there must be other people that want to do this as well. So I was like, okay, if this is a thing, maybe I'll go and check it out. And so I put some research feelers out there and realized that I wasn't the only person feeling like this. And particularly when you get older, it's a lot harder to meet people.
Yeah.
Particularly outside of work. So
is that it? You find that's like a thing that does that? Because I know it's always like people say, when you get older, suddenly, yeah, your friends have kids and you don't, and you lose, your circle grows smaller and stuff like that. So you felt that's like a real phenomenon.
Oh, absolutely. And exactly. And now, like, you don't go out to bars anymore to meet people either. You go out for drinks with mates, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, what is that next step? And so I put together a social table.
Right. And so it sounds like a pretty fascinating sort of process. I guess you register, you show up. Have you run some of these already?
Yeah. So we've been live since January. We've just had our 500th person sit down at dinner, which
Damn.
Is pretty amazing.
What kind of people are showing up to these things?
You know what? It's actually really cool people. Like, yeah. There's guys, girls, all ages. The youngest person we've had at an event is 22. The oldest person we had is 64.
Mm.
So, like, really widespread of people. And, like, lawyers, doctors, like, you name it. Like, anyone and everyone is coming along, which is great.
Because my concern as a, I guess, a human being would be generally these kind of things. Anything where it's anonymous and people can just show up and you don't know what's going on. It can be a bit of a magnet for strange. Is there, like, a... I guess it would be hard to have a screening because then it's like, who are we to judge who's like acceptable?
So I make that whole process really easy. So when you book a seat, you prepay for your meal as well. So everything's done up front. And the day before the event, I send out an email with a list of everyone's first name and random facts about them. So you're actually going in with questions to ask. So for example, I've had, you know, ask me about working with the circus or ask me about, you know, like all sorts of different things. And so that kind of gives people a little bit of an in without actually being too forward with it as well. So questions, you kind of can do a little bit of research about the person before you get there. You know, you only have to remember two or three and that's enough for a conversation to start.
Have you seen any sort of like relationships?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got one couple that are now have been dating for 3.5 months, which is great.
Yeah.
But I'm not a dating service either. I want to make sure that people know that. It's actually just about, for whatever reason, you could be single and want to meet someone special, just looking for friends, traveling and not know anyone. You just, you know, it's whatever reason you want to go.
Do the conversations sort of ever, because I guess my worst nightmare would be, It's just real small talk, real office cooler, kind of pineapple socks kind of people, that language.
Yeah.
Have you overheard, like, how weird do these convos get?
I've met some incredible people, I must say, like people that I would never meet. I met a lawyer who used to represent carnival folk.
Wow.
And she was telling us about all the carny stories. I've met like a plastic surgeon who's come along. I've met a psychiatrist. So like lots of different people who are actually telling really interesting stories, and the random facts help as well because people are quite creative with them. And the best thing is that, you know, you are going to dinner with strangers, but the dinners start at 7. The latest one has gone to like 2:30 in the morning, like multiple bottles of wine, you know, all that sort of stuff. But what it's done is it meant that people are there and they're present as well.
Yeah.
Nobody has their phone out the entire evening. So it's not great for me in terms of social media for my company, but it's great because people are there to actually connect. And that's what I'm trying to build.
Amazing. Well, it's called The Social Table. If you want to check it out and you want to go to one of these dinners, we've been chatting to Ben. And hey, thanks so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure, man.